Numbers chapter 31. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves for war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord Jehovah of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments, and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And they killed all the males. And they killed the kings of Midian, beside the rest of those who were killed, namely, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also the son of Beor they killed with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities in which they lived, and all their fancy castles with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, to Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by Jordan near Jericho. And Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the host army, with the captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, who came from the battle. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Indeed, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit sin against the Lord Jehovah in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known a man by lying with him. But all the female children who have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. And you stay outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any killed, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day. And purify all your clothes, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who went to the battle, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, only the gold, and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may withstand the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean, nevertheless it shall be purified with the water of separation, and all that does not withstand the fire you shall make go through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into 2 parts, between those who went to war, who went out to battle, and between all the congregation. And levy a tax to the Lord Jehovah of the men of war who went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both of the persons, and of the cattle, and of the donkeys, and of the sheep. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for a lifted up offering of the Lord Jehovah. And of the children of Israel's half, you shall take 1 portion of 50, of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all manner of beasts, and give them to the Levites, who keep the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 cattle, and 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of women who had not known man by lying with him. And the half, which was the portion of those who went out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep. And the Lord Jehovah's tribute of the sheep was 675. And the cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord Jehovah's tribute was 72. And the donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord Jehovah's tribute was 61. And the persons were 16,000, of which the Lord Jehovah's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord Jehovah's lifted up offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men who fought the war, Now the half that pertained to the congregation was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 cattle, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. Even of the children of Israel's half, Moses took one portion of 50, both of man and of beast, and gave them to the Levites, who kept the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And the officers who were over thousands of the host, army, multitude, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war which are under our charge, and not one man of us lacks anything. We have therefore brought an offering for the Lord Jehovah, what every man has obtained, of jewels of gold, chains and bracelets, rings, earrings and tablets, to make an atonement for our souls before the Lord Jehovah." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took their gold, even all works of jewels, and all the gold of the offering that they offered up to the Lord Jehovah, of the captains of thousands and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels, about 418 pounds, 190 kilograms, because the men of war had taken spoil, each man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tabernacle of the congregation, for a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord Jehovah.